And now, a sports update with James Willis.
Teams are out, James, for the preliminary finals at the weekend. Any big surprises for us?
Well, I think the big in, Steve, is for the Cronulla Sharks. Paul Gallen has been named to make his return after missing the match 2 weeks ago against Canberra. So he's in. He goes straight into that starting side for the Sharks. Kane Lynette is back for North Queensland in place of the 18-year-old Kalen Ponga, who we mentioned last week had a really good game on debut, but Lynette turns for him. And the referees have been named in the last hour or so. This is quite interesting. Friday night, it's Cronulla up against North Queensland at Allianz Stadium. The head referee is Ben Cummins. The assistant referee is Gerard Sutton. And Saturday night, Melbourne takes on the Raiders in Melbourne. The head referee is Matt Chetch and the assistant Alan Shortle. Now, normally for this weekend, the head referees are the ones that referee in the grand final the following week. So Ben Cummins and Matt Chetchen. So with Gerard Sutton as the assistant, Gerard Sutton is considered the best referee in the game, but he had a shocker 2 weeks ago in the Gold Coast Brisbane semi-final, and as a result has been demoted to an assistant and appears certain to miss out on refereeing in the grand final.
Gallen's also signed up for another year. He's going to go around again next year.
Yeah, and look, he's still playing well. I mean, even if he doesn't play every week, I would have been very surprised if he gave it away at the end of this season. I don't think he'll play State of Origin, though. I think his Origin career's over.
What's happened this time with Greg Bird? Titans have made a statement or sent out a media release tonight in regard to some altercation at a hotel. Not the first time Mr. Bird's been in strife.
No, unfortunately, he's a bit of a serial offender with this sort of stuff, Steve. But and the other thing is the Gold Coast Titans have told Greg Bird in the past that he's on his last warning. But the NRL Integrity Unit is now investigating after an alleged drunken incident at a Brunswick Heads pub last weekend. It was on a Bucks night of one of the other players.
Only one pub in Brunswick Heads. And the Brunswick Heads Hotel.
Well, that was
World's best beer garden.
Well, I'm sure Greg Bird agrees with you. Although, we're told that he was refused entry at the Hotel Brunswick last weekend and had an alleged altercation with security staff. The NRL Integrity Unit is investigating that. But if Greg Bird is found to be in any way wrong here, then I think you find he'll be in a bit of strife. The Gold Coast Titans have told him before, enough is enough. He's got a long list of offences in the past. Both, you know, he's on field, he's been a terrific player, but sadly, he can't stay off the drink and there always seems to be trouble.
It's been a big debate down here in the AFL. Let's turn our attention to the Swans and Geelong about whether Jimmy Bartel will actually play. This is a multi-premiership winning player, Brownlow medalist in 2007, growing a stupid beard this year for some reason. They are going to pick him, and there is a suggestion he will tag Buddy Franklin, which would be well worth the price of admission.
I think that's terrific. We're two of the all-time greats going head-to-head. I think it would be madness if they didn't play Jimmy Bartel for this game on Friday night. Geelong up against Sydney at the MCG. All eyes, though, are on Sydney Swans training tomorrow, Steve. And hard to believe, but the Swans haven't ruled anyone out at this stage. And Gary Rowan, who we thought season was over with a torn ACL, has gone for scans. It's nowhere near as bad as they first thought, so he's still in contention to play. Kurt Tippett, the fractured jaw. Callum Mills, the hamstring. And Jared McVay with the calf. Now, of those four people, you would think Gary Rowan was the least likely to play. But I would be pretty surprised if three of the four of them don't take their place in a crucial... I mean, it's the biggest game of the season. You'd be surprised.
Don't pick players with some sort of injury cloud, though, surely.
Well, I think McVay was okay. He ran off. Gary Rowan, I think, would be in the most doubt out of all of them. But the Swans will train tomorrow, and they don't have to make a decision until Thursday night. The other game, of course, Saturday night, GWS Giants hosting the Western Bulldogs at Spotless Stadium. About 1,500 tickets left for this game, and they're hoping, in fact, they'd be more than confident of it being a full house
by
Saturday.
Well, that shows the fears over the location were misfounded. I mean, I made my own comments. I didn't think it was smart, but the AFL has been proven correct. If there's still 1,500 tickets left, then there's nothing wrong with playing at a stadium with 24,000 capacity.
Yeah, the point's been made as well. Had they have moved the game to ANZ Stadium, they may have got 25 to 30,000.
We know how ugly that looks.
At a max, and that's in a stadium of 80. So the AFL's made the right call here, I think. Let's see how it goes. That will be, no matter what, the Giants' biggest crowd at Spotless Stadium for a non-derby game when Sydney wasn't involved. So it's terrific stuff, and let's hope they get to capacity.
Yeah, history being made all over the place. The Bulldogs last weekend played before 83,000 at the MCG, biggest crowd they'd ever played in front. So there's no doubt that the Dogs, they're not going to worry that it's 24,000. They're not going to worry where it's played. That's going to be one hell of a game. That'll be a really interesting final. I think the Giants are good enough and smart enough and mature enough and tough enough to get over the top of the Dogs, but it'll be a great game.
Yeah, I think so. I think the Dogs, their injury toll is just too big. And as we mentioned last night, they've played two of the biggest games in the club's history back-to-back over the last 2 weeks. And that game over Hawthorn was remarkable. Dogs fans, though, are very keen to get up to this game. I think there'll be about 8,000 Western Bulldogs fans at a minimum because their club hasn't played in an AFL Grand Final and won a premiership since 1954, I think I'm right in saying. It's been a very long time.
It's a year before I was born. Mm. Do any of them know where Spotless Stadium is?
How are they going to find it?
They're going to drive up the Hume Highway. No, then what do they do?
No, they'll fly. They'll fly, surely.
No.
You wouldn't drive.
No, I saw a doggy fan. We had him on the project last night. He's hired 2 minibuses for him and 25 mates. He seemed more excited about the road trip than the game.
They'll be right.
Up the Hume. And then you come in and take the Western Ring Road.
Mm-hmm. And that shocking roundabout at Homebush, come off that and onto Australia Avenue.
In you go.
You follow the sign, Steve.
There you go. Just follow the sign to the Olympics.
And P1 parking, they'll be okay. The minibus will fit.
Wouldn't have been playing this game there 17 years ago.
Well, you've got your ear to the ground.
Hang on. You wouldn't have been playing that game there 17 years ago, would you?
Why?
What was on there 16 years ago? The Olympics.
Of course, the Olympics. Yeah, I wasn't born then. Steve.
I think Spotless. What?
No,
Spotless Stadium was the baseball, I think.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Anyway.
Well, it's terrific. And look at the Giants, as we said, is one of the great stories. Hey, what you got your ear to the ground Melbourne. What's the feeling about the possibility of an all Sydney AFL final?
The grand final will be a sellout no matter who plays because Sting's on. Sting's playing along with some Australian people I've never heard of. So it'll be a sellout. And look, there'll be some debate if that happens, but the grand final, 100,000, it's always a sellout. It's more corporate people than anyone else.
But they hate the fact that the Giants are doing so well because they have so many draft picks that should have gone to these Melbourne teams.
Don't get me started on that.
Thank you,
James. Talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Steve.